Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The breeze is picking up slightly, making for a pleasant night outdoors in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, Katz states that Israel is waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran as the IDF uncovers a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. This is reported by Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF is trying to block civilians' return as Israel and Hezbollah accuse each other of ceasefire violations. This news comes from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also this hour, a Hezbollah tunnel discovered inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon amid reports of an Israeli drone strike. This story is covered by Mariv, reported 4 hours ago. Separately, in the depths of Tel Aviv's bus station, foreign workers find refuge during the ongoing conflict with Iran. This is according to JTA from earlier today. And finally, Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile at Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. The report comes from JNS, noting the incident follows a ceasefire agreement reached with mediation by the U.S. President Trump. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN reports that analysts believe Iran expects Europeans, Asians, and Americans to be more concerned about the conflict than Iran itself about damage. Al Arabiya Eng shares insights from MSF's Tanya Hachem on how essential medical services continue in southern Lebanon despite the strikes. Streetwise reports the aircraft carrier George Bush has entered the CENTCOM area, signaling increased military presence in the Middle East. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel, Ynet reports the IDF found this underground command post beneath a clothing store, raising concerns over Hezbollah's military activities near the Israeli border. This follows recent tensions in the region. Such discoveries emphasize the ongoing threat faced by communities in northern Israel. Turning to the ceasefire violations, the Jerusalem Post highlights the challenges in southern Lebanon, where the IDF is making efforts to keep civilians from returning before a broader agreement is reached. This tension underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the potential for further escalation. Meanwhile, the situation at Tel Aviv's bus station, as reported by JTA, reveals the plight of foreign workers seeking shelter. The station has become a temporary haven, highlighting the impact of the Iran conflict on vulnerable populations within Israel. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a penthouse in a surprising city has sold for 3.4 million shekels. The sale marks the most expensive in the area, showcasing the local real estate market's appeal. Separately, Copperhelm has secured $7 million in seed funding to automate cloud security using AI. CTech reports the founders aim to address fragmentation in enterprise cloud systems, a growing concern in the tech industry. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, milk prices in Israel will rise again next week. The Central Bureau of Statistics announces a 1.05% increase starting May 1st, affecting household budgets across the country. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.